The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by the advertiser, WFTL. Its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content.
Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. And as our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make your life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next, as you're driving to the Dolphins game or driving home from the Canes game, Gator fans. Give us a call. As always, we'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So call us in the studio at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
And, of course, visit our show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our free seminars. The next one's coming up real quickly, September 26th at the Hard Rock. You can see who the show's sponsors are, visit all of their websites, link to our Facebook page. You can link to our condo blog at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, it's back to school time. That's for directors, that is. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements about the show. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, that's condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com. Before we actually welcome our guests, just let me tell you, it never stops on my end. There's never any downtime. I'm dealing with these condo issues, it seems like, 24/7. Here we are on a gorgeous Sunday morning.
Beautiful.
9 o'clock. I walk out of my house this morning, and who's there? Rodney the gardener doing the yard. And soon as I walk out, I open my door, and Rodney, I know recently he moved into a condominium, and all this poor guy wants to do, he works so hard, all he wants to do is throw a party for his friends. So, again, he moves into this condo, and, of course, he tells the condo he wants to throw a big party for his friends. He wants to invite some people over.
What, at the clubhouse or
at
in his apartment?
At the clubhouse. Oh, okay. And what do you think they told him? No, can't do that. You basically got to have everybody fingerprinted in advance. You got to give us 2 years' notice. Or whatever the hell it is, you know. They're driving him crazy. So I open my door. I walk out this morning. I'm still rubbing my eyes. And I start getting screamed at by Rodney. How did I let him move into a condo? Why didn't I tell him this was going to happen? He blames me for the whole thing. And to be
was
clear.
Was he serious?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe a little. But the bottom line is, very, very upset that the condo won't let him have a stinking party with all his friends. But that's the story of my life. That's how my Sunday morning started out. But Rodney, we'll see what we can do. We'll talk to that condo for
what
you.
What is he, in a 55 and over or something?
He is not in a 55 and over community.
Then
we got young
problem?
People giving him a hard time. I don't know. Don't anybody like to party anymore? What is it with people? You move into a condo, it's just like you lose that whole party spirit.
They forget we're in Miami?
Yeah, really, right? You think. All right, but let's welcome back Mr. Sexy Voice, Rafael Aquino from Affinity Management Services. Rafael, thanks to you and Affinity Management for being such a longtime sponsors of the show. It's really very much appreciated. And how about just reminding everybody what Affinity Management Services is all about?
Sure, no problem. First, thank you for having me again on the show, Eric. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Eric, we're a boutique operation. We manage condo associations and homeowner associations throughout Miami-Dade and Broward County. We've been established now for 7 years. We started up as a startup with one association, and we've had been very fortunate to be up to now at 55 associations.
That's awesome.
And 45 employees.
Well, the hard work and the honesty is obviously paying off.
Thank
great
you.
Great to have you guys back again. Hey, by the way, before we get going, congrats to the Miami Hurricanes for beating the Gators yesterday.
Big game.
Now, Scott, you and I are UM alumni, but we will not rub it in to all those Gator fans, even though I think they do it to us today. And we'll just kind of let it go, all right? No problem. Scott, you want to let it go or want to take a shot at the Gators? I mean, come on, you got the mic.
They're so arrogant.
Yeah. Well, that was the knock on Miami during the 80s and 90s, but we'll let it go.
Where
Bottom
will this
line,
place Miami in the ranking, though?
Hopefully this will get them into the top 25 at least, Scott.
I don't care about that.
Well,
why?
They won't play us ever again, so they're going to have to basically play their real tough SEC schedule for the and just, you know, remember that, you know, we own them.
Yeah, we haven't played
29-26 all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how it. I didn't know that.
And nice. I think it's like 7 of the last 8.
Awesome. Okay.
We hadn't played them since 2008.
Yeah, I was there for that one.
All right, but
that was pretty awful.
We'll
actually,
let it go.
That was an awful experience.
21-16.
Yes, and we won't talk about it for the rest of the show. All right, so just one housekeeping matter to start with today. As our listeners know, Representative Mike LaRosa from Orlando was the House member who sponsored our HOA bill last legislative session, and he helped make all those great changes to the law a reality. And Representative LaRosa asked me to invite all our listeners to a fundraising event to help ensure his reelection. And it's this Monday night, tomorrow, September 9th at 6 o'clock p.m. at Splitsville Lanes at Downtown Disney in Orlando. And for those of you who listen to the show in Central Florida, I'd certainly love to meet you in person. I'll be there. So please come by, say hello, and let's help Representative LaRosa get reelected so that he can continue his great work in helping homeowners throughout the state of Florida. Again, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Splitsville Lanes in Downtown Disney at Lake Buena Vista, and I hope to see lots of you there.
Okay, well, last week we spoke about a case that was ruled on by the 3rd District Court of Appeal in Dade County, where a condo association got in big trouble for trying to get a bank to pay them more than the law allows. We spoke about the fact that real estate values seem to be exploding. We discussed the fact that Dade seems to be better than Broward at moving the foreclosure cases along. And we started to talk about whether or not buying a home was still part of the American dream.
Yeah, we kind of ended on that, Karen, last week on that story. We ran out of time really before any of our listeners could call in about it. You know, basically we're saying it may not be part of the American dream any longer to actually own a home. You know, lots of people got burned badly in the real estate crash over the past few years, and they simply don't care about owning a home any longer and see really nothing wrong with renting. I'd still love to hear from some of our listeners about what they think. Is it better to own or rent? Or, you know, is it true that you haven't achieved the American dream if you don't own a home? I don't think certainly that's the case. And I bet you there's a lot of people out there who owned a home, got foreclosed on, and think that they never want to own a home again. I'd be curious to think what our listeners have to say on that matter. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. As a matter of fact, let's take our first call from Elizabeth in Boca.
Good afternoon to all of you and your wonderful show.
Thank you.
My question is in regard to an HOA's agenda that is posted 48 hours before every monthly board meeting. Exactly what is required to be on that posted agenda?
What's required to be posted on the agenda is the items that the board is going to discuss at that meeting. And if it isn't on the agenda, it shouldn't be taken up unless in a case of an emergency.
Okay, then we have on our agenda, it's basically a form agenda listing what's going to be gone, you know, the roll call and the reports from the committees. But when it gets to unfinished business and new business, there's never a topic placed beside that. Is that okay?
Yeah, a lot of associations do that, unfinished business and new business. If it was on a prior agenda, perhaps, and it was unfinished, let's say on last week's agenda or last month's agenda,
mm-hmm.
Does it fall under the category of unfinished business? I guess. The statutes, quite frankly, Elizabeth, are not very clear in this regard. But my attitude is you shouldn't be taking up new business, you know, unless that's obviously been noticed in advance, because obviously then the people have no idea of the actions you're about to take at that meeting, and they have a right to know in advance.
Which, in my opinion, is the reason why nothing is put down ever month to month under unfinished business or new business. They don't want the homeowners to know.
Could be, and that's probably not an uncommon practice. Raphael, what you got to say?
I definitely think something should be placed both in new business and unfinished business. It should outline specifically what the items are going to be voting on, because if it's left very vague, there's no direction in the meeting. The members of the association, such as yourself, don't know what's going on. I think it's a suggestion you can give either your manager or the board. Hey, we would like to see, moving forward, the items within new business or unfinished business so we understand what's going to be done in each meeting.
Yeah, all the statute actually talks about, Elizabeth, is, you know, posting an agenda. But unfortunately, they're kind of vague, and it doesn't really talk about what must be included in the agenda. Very vague statute.
And, you know, another reason for posting items there is that homeowners who read the posted agenda would see if there's something that is a major concern to them and perhaps
correct.
Attend the meeting.
Yes, agreed.
That is correct. Yes.
Agreed, but sometimes, like you say, it's not on the agenda because you don't want people attending the meeting and raising questions at that meeting because the more the hornet's nest is stirred up, the less likely the board may be able to get their agenda passed.
How did you read my mind, Eric?
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
I wish we had your management company for our HOA.
Well, that's a very nice compliment for Affinity.
Thank you.
He is available. That's right. Hey, Elizabeth, thank you so much for the call and for listening, like always. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. But as we were saying, Karen, you know, we discussed a new case involving foreclosures last week and how associations better be careful in demanding too much money from the banks who foreclose on units and winding up on them. Winding up owning them, actually. And you know, it became apparent last week. There's lots of associations out there, and Raphael, I guess you see this too. They try to get greedy. The bank winds up taking back ownership of a unit that after a sale, and instead of settling for that 1 year or 1%, you have certain people out there telling them, "Hey, don't settle for that. I may be able to get you more."
Yeah, right.
And the reality of the situation is, you know, we were warning associations that this could happen to you. You can get in trouble, and sure enough, we have a third DCA case where the associations were sued, and the associations now are going to wind up paying the banks a lot of money in attorney's fees for being a little too greedy. When we get back, we're going to take our first break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about a new case, and it's great that we have Raphael with us today to talk about it, where associations better be careful when trying to collect assessments if their ledgers show just a prior balance from the prior management company, but don't break it down. Taking your calls also on any other topic on HOA condo law, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and here again today as we are each Sunday at noon with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA. That's a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. We'd like to get the phone lines going. Call us at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We have Rafael Aquino from Affinity Management in the studio with us. And, by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show. You can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Send us a quick email. And yeah, the Dolphins aren't at home. Sorry about that.
Yes. And by the way, in case you missed it, Canes 21, Gators 16. You're up, Scott.
Yeah, well, before we went to the break, Eric was talking about this new case that came out that has to do with banks, paying their statutory amounts and, you know, what condo associations are demanding from them when they take units back. And, you know, as Eric was saying, this is a really good case to talk about since we have Rafael with us here from Affinity Management, because we're going to talk primarily about a management company and how they were dealt with in this situation. I want to give you the facts first of this case. A condominium association in Vero Beach called Sebastian Lakes foreclosed on two unit owners due to alleged unpaid assessments. The judge entered final judgments of foreclosure against the owners, but now, on appeal, the owners argued to the appellate court that the trial court made an error in admitting testimony concerning what was owed, because the association could not verify the amounts due before the new management company took over.
Yeah, and we see this a lot. You know, sometimes management companies, they have poor record keeping, and eventually they get fired and a new management company takes over. The old management company simply tells the new management company what the owners owe on each unit but they don't provide sufficient backup records. So the new management company starts up, takes over the control of the association, and they go into their bookkeeping system, and all they do is they put in a blanket amount, just a very large amount as to how delinquent that unit owner is, for example, like $2,000, but they don't break it down why that person owes $2,000. And again, it doesn't delineate specifically what's owed. There's no breakdown whatsoever, just a starting balance. And this immediately creates a problem for the association. And Raphael, I'm guessing you see this all the time.
You'd be amazed. Actually, it's pretty disgusting at times when you know that associations are paying for a service and they're not being provided. I try to tell my boards as soon as we come on that it's just not as simple as just giving me a beginning balance. I do need that detailed ledger. If we don't have it, we have to find ways to try to reconstruct it, whether it be by requesting all the checks or at least maybe potentially sending a statement to all the owners, and if they have any items to dispute, to do it at that time. But in today's day and age, it's incredible what you see out there, that they're not being provided these records. Associations, boards, ask for your records. You have the right for all the records. Ask for it, store it. There's ways of doing it nowadays that's very cost effective, if anything, very minimal.
So here you are. You take over a community from a prior management company, and at least you give it a shot and try to recreate the actual payment history rather than just simply putting in a blanket $2,000 debt owed.
Correct. We try to be much more proactive because we've heard of cases like this and we know what can occur. And it's much easier to do it now than when you're being positioned in a corner saying we need this now immediately. It's much easier to tell your boards as soon as you come on, these are the issues, and how are we going to deal with these issues? And these are the potential consequences if you don't do it right.
All right, let's go back to the case, Scott.
Yeah, well, you know, in this case, the owners actually filed affidavits in court stating that several of their payments were applied to a wrong account and that the association refused to accept payments, you know, which does happen once in a while.
Right.
And that the prior balances that the prior management company used were absolutely incorrect due to these problems with payment.
So at least in the case before the third DCA just now, the problems really keep mounting for this association. You know, not only are the account ledgers screwed up because of the old management company, but apparently nobody advised this management company that they must, again, underline must, accept payments that are made by the owner, no matter where that file is, and even if it's illegal, if they're delinquent, whatever.
And even if it's partial.
Even if it's partial, correct. You have to accept a partial payment. You have to accept payments. Good point, Karen. You absolutely have to take it. And failure to accept that payment can result in liability for the association. You can't refuse. But it even gets worse. The unit owners here claimed this was simply a retaliatory measure because these owners were part of a group that was investigating $100,000 in missing association funds. And in fact, the affidavits that they signed stated that one of the directors offered these unit owners a bribe if they stopped the investigation into the board.
God, what a mess. But that's not all. The affidavits filed by the unit owners said that a director used numerous scare tactics against these owners, including using their parking spaces, making false calls to the police, having cars towed, discarding their personal property, refusing to fix damages that were caused by the association, and denying them access to the community.
Whoa, wait, hold on. Is it really possible for something like this to be happening in a Florida condo? No, I don't believe it. What do you think, Raphael?
No, you'd be amazed. The things that you see, there's multiple times that I say we need to create a reality show.
Right.
Yeah.
I said
really
that. I
there.
Swear to God, that would be would be the greatest show, but nobody would believe it. They'd think it's fixed.
At all, but we'd make a lot of money, I promise you that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I agree completely, but yeah, these things do happen. You'd think that some of these things in the affidavit are far-fetched. They're not, I can tell you. Said it before on the show. I've been involved even in condominium election cases where I had board members who were running for re-election. I had their cars were actually blown up, and they had to go to the police. I mean, it really, you know, was that serious. Scott, what happens next?
Well, yeah, let's get back to this Sebastian Lakes case. Well, anyway, the case finally goes to trial, and at the trial, the new management company representative testifies and introduces the actual account ledgers as evidence. The owner's attorney objected to this and said that these records are hearsay, because they are, because the person testifying has no idea as the accuracy of the past balances from the prior management company.
Yeah, and even though it's hearsay documents, this doesn't bother the trial judge at all. The judge allows in this evidence and rules in favor of the association. Despite everything that was filed by these owners, the judge rules in favor of the association and enters a final judgment for foreclosure of the two homes. But I guess in order for everybody to really understand this, let's have a second or two law school class for the moment. And the question is whether or not these account ledgers with a past due balance that was put in by the prior management company is a hearsay document. So let's teach everybody what's hearsay. Hearsay is simply an out-of-court statement coming in to prove the truth of the matter asserted. So, for example, these ledgers were prepared outside of court, but they're being introduced to prove the truth that the owners owe money.
Yeah.
So that means, bottom line, is it's hearsay.
Eric, and I think you should let everybody know, the reason we don't allow hearsay usually, I mean, there are a whole bunch of exceptions, but the reason is you can't cross-examine a document, you know?
And it's got to be reliable. It has to do with reliability.
Yeah.
So bottom line is this document, this ledger, is hearsay. Now, hearsay, bottom line, is it's inadmissible. Unless you can get the evidence in under what's known as a hearsay exception.
Mm.
And one hearsay exception is called the business record exception. And the association argued that these account ledgers, they're actually business records. And even though they're hearsay, again, they still come into evidence because it's an exception to the hearsay rule. So, Scott, what's the test to see if something's actually a business record?
Yeah, well, before I tell you that, just I want to let everybody know the reason we have exceptions to the hearsay rule is because there are some documents that, you know, courts across the country have generally considered, and it's different in every state. There are some documents that are so crucial that the chances of somebody lying in them are pretty unlikely.
I'll tell you, good point.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're going down that route, because let's tell everybody else other examples of, even though something's hearsay, an out-of-court statement coming in for truth, other ways, things that we allow
in.
For example,
the dying declaration.
Dying declaration, what somebody says on their deathbed, we allow it in because even though it's an out-of-court statement, because it's probably true. Courts tend to look at that type of statement.
Excited utterance.
Yeah, the excited utterance.
You see an accident happen or you scream out, look what that nut did or whatever. Bottom line, that comes in. You know, admissions against interest, declarations against where you
actually
admit to something.
I always forget, but I think under either federal or Florida, that's actually not considered hearsay. It's not. It's weird. And one of them, it's considered an exception, and one, it's considered not hearsay. But my favorite was always the historic document, because if something's 200 years old, it's probably not a lie. I've never understood that one, but it's always been my favorite.
Well.
But yeah, there's also business records, because, you know, basically, I guess we've kind of, at least here in Florida, we've basically decided that businesses don't want to fudge their records because they'll get in big trouble. So if it's a record that's kept in the ordinary course of business and you have your what's called a records custodian to there to testify to its authenticity, it's generally going to be allowed in courts.
Right.
So now, in order to secure admissibility under this business records exception of the hearsay rule, the proponent must show that, one, the record was made at or near the time of the event, two, it was made by or from information transmitted by a person with knowledge of the event. Three, it was kept in the ordinary course of a regularly conducted business activity. And four, it was a regular practice of that business to make such a record. So if the condo association through its manager is able to do that, the ledger can usually come in.
Right. Okay. But what do we know? In this case, the judge let it in regardless of the fact that the prior management company prepared it. Bottom line is the judge enters final judgments of foreclosure. He's okay with the fact that these people are going to lose their homes, even though these the ledgers show balances that the association can't account for. The case goes all the way up to the appellate courts, and the appellate court rules. You'll have to wait until we finish the commercial. We'll be back right after this, taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Again, be back right after this.
Invera Systems protect communities better than anyone, because Invera Systems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
This is Ken, and I am 850 FTL.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, E-L-C-O-N-Electric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Afternoon. Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. The phone number to call us is 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Scott, we see you on the line, and we will take your call momentarily. And we're also talking about admissibility of records. But before we get to that, we were talking in the break that I got sued one time. I'm an artist, and I got sued by an artist representative who was supposed to shop my art around town and get it sold. And so she sent me a bill, and I didn't pay it, so she sued me. So I had Earl Denny as my attorney from Searcy Denny, and I went to all the people she said she shot my art to, which was one of them was the school for the deaf and blind on Palm Beach, deaf and blind children of Palm Beach, and they sent me a letter back that said, we have neither seen nor heard of you.
Oh, God.
Or your artwork.
Now, you can't make, and that's not to make fun of the kids, but can you imagine actually that happening? Yeah. Believe it or not, there's also some cases here in South Florida when a developer builds a project, turns rental units into condominium units. They have to have a report prepared by like an architect or an engineer that talks about the condition of the property so people know what they're buying into. Well, it turns out there was one architect or engineer who was going around basically writing reports that says the property's in fine shape, looks great, no problem. One of the local attorneys down here finally sets this engineer down for deposition, and the engineer shows up in his office with his seeing eye dog. Believe
it or not. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you can't make this up. But anyway, okay, before we went to the break, we were talking about that case, again, where the association wound up getting a judgment against two unit owners and the foreclosure. It was based upon the fact that the ledgers still contained numbers in there from the prior management company, even though it wasn't broken down. Didn't bother the trial judge. The judge allowed this hearsay evidence in and ruled that the unit owners were going to lose their home to a foreclosure. And the case, like we said, winds up going to the appellate court. And at the trial, you know, the association called the records custodian of the new management company, of course, as a witness. And the witness, of course, used all those right buzzwords that Scott was telling us a minute ago, how you get these records in. And however, again, the witness testified that the records prior to the 2008 takeover by the new management company, they were maintained by a prior accountant, that she started with the account balance from outside records. She didn't know the prior accountant's practice and procedure. She never worked for the accountant, and she couldn't testify as to the accuracy of the starting balances. And as a result, the appeals court said, again, these records were inadmissible hearsay. The court reversed the findings of the lower court, vacated the foreclosure judgments, and get this, sent the case back to the trial court with instructions to enter judgment in favor of the defendant homeowners and against the association.
Yeah, that's pretty huge. Sometimes, you know, the appellate court will send you back down to, you know, have a new trial or something like that. But here they're saying, nope, the other side wins.
Right.
And to make matters worse for the association, they will now have to pay all of the attorney's fees and costs incurred by the owners, including the appellate fees. And this is going to be a pretty huge judgment in favor of the owners.
Yeah, so again, be careful, as Raphael was saying earlier, bottom line. If your new management company is taken over, they cannot be complacent. They can't just sit there if records were turned over to the new management company that simply have large unexplained balances previously. Raphael, like we were saying, something that your office unfortunately has to deal with.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have to be proactive, especially as a new management company. In many cases, it's not as simple as just taking on those balances. You need to explain to your board what it is that we're absorbing and what's going to be the right way to for them to understand what they're doing and what they're getting themselves into if they don't do it right this time around.
Yeah, and if you can't get that explanation broken down as to the prior balance, you really got to think about proceeding ahead, because if you file a lawsuit and the unit owner starts challenging it, they're going to win, and attorney's fees are going to be assessed against your association and not against the unit owners. And by the way, in case you missed it, the Miami Hurricanes beat the Gators yesterday 21-16. And on that note, how about we go to Scott in Pompano?
Thank you, Eric and Karen. Karen, I hope we see some of your artwork at the event at the Hard Rock on the 26th.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Very nice.
What's going on, Scott?
I wanted to say real quickly, Eric, thanks, and that the Red Sox beat the Yankees yesterday.
I know, three out of the last four. Move on, because you know people. So we have problems with the phone. They sometimes get disconnected.
Jets.
So
real quick, if you can. I have a conception in my mind, and if you can just either dispel it or tell me I'm right. The president of an association, if they, in order for them to approve or disapprove an action, say it's approve a new vendor or approve a new sprinkler company, whatever, does it have to be written into the condo docs that they either have a spending limit that they have or don't have, or...
No. First of all, again, and this confusion on this issue all the time. So it's actually a good question, because your question is premised on the fact that it seems as if the president has the authority to make this decision on whether or not to execute a contract. The president is only one member of the board. Actually, do you have like let's say 3, 5, or 7 members of the board, right? And then those directors name who of those 7 who are going to be the officers, who's going to be the president, vice president, secretary, chair. But as a board member, the president has no greater rights or fewer rights than anyone else on that board. So the bottom line is if the association is presented with a new contract for a new vendor or some repair estimate, or they need to bid out a job, bottom line is whether or not that contract is going to be signed by the association, it's not simply by a vote of the president. It's a vote of the entire board.
Correct. And just to add to that as well, keep in mind that a lot of times these types of actions are what we call political suicide, as well as not being communicating with your members. It's much easier to just take a vote at a board meeting, have that on the records of the minutes, and that way when a contract is signed but just you or let's say 2 members, there's record that it was voted on at a meeting and not just you did the work individually on the side.
Thank you. If I wanted to find some kind of documentation for something like that, does that exist?
Documentation as to whether or not as to how things are voted upon by your board?
Or that things must be voted on?
Let's take a look at your bylaws. You should actually see that specifically how boards vote on things in your bylaws. And also Florida Statute 718.111 also talks about how things need to be voted upon by a board meeting, and how directors can't vote by proxy and things of that nature, all found in the statute.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very, very much.
So, Scott, you're coming on September 26th to the Hard Rock?
Yes, sir.
All right. We absolutely look forward to it. Any other board members coming with you?
I believe it or not, I have 3 other board members, and I think only 1 Yankee fan.
So. Hey, wait a minute. You're actually calling. You know what? I just realized I gave you the wrong statute. You're calling from an HOA, right?
No, COA.
Condominium Association. Okay, the notes on my screen say HOA. Okay, Scott, we look forward to meeting you and your board on the 26th at the Hard Rock.
Thank you, sir.
As a matter of fact.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Okay,
Bye.
You got it, Scott. Let's take our final break of the hour, and when we get back, we'll actually have to run through that schedule as to all of our upcoming classes. You'll find it also tomorrow in our blog. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Pestmaster Remediation 24-7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
Do you want hurricane protection for your glass windows and doors, but don't want to go through the cost and expense of shutters or storm-resistant glass? There is an alternative, and that alternative is film lamination for your windows and doors from Lumines. Lumines makes the most advanced and strongest film lamination system of its kind, offering 24-hour protection for your home or office. And here's the real big news. It's the first safety and security film to receive a Metro-Dade approval for hurricane protection. That's right. If your property is 30 feet or higher, their product is approved for hurricane protection by the Permitting, Environment, and Regulatory Affairs Department of Dade County. If you want to find out how to protect your condominium or commercial property with Lumines window film and forget about installing ugly shutters or expensive hurricane glass, give Lumines a call at 1-800-573-9979. That's 1-800-573-9979. And to learn more, visit the website at luminesfilms.com. That's L-U-M-E-N-E-S-S-E films.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. And we have Raphael Aquino from Affinity Management in the studio. Give us a call at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We've got Nyla from Kansas. She must be listening
from
online.
From Kansas? Who knew we were an international show now? Isn't that amazing?
I don't know. What the heck?
How are you, Nyla?
I'm doing good, Eric. I've talked to you before,
yes.
And you know how this is. I am observing these HOAs all across the country. This time it's one in Florida, and I sent you via email the YouTube on this earlier today. But my question about that is when someone is delinquent on their dues in Florida in an HOA, can the HOA legally prohibit those homeowners from having guests stay in their home? Or my biggest question is if the homeowner is delinquent and they happen to be someone that is ill and has to have hospice or some sort of caregivers come in, can the HOA legally disallow them to have that care?
Obviously, the answer to that is hell no. But I'm familiar with that particular association that you're talking about. I think it's is it in the Orlando area?
You know, it's called Stony Brook West. I'm
yeah.
not sure where it is located.
Right. And the bottom line is, of course, the law does not allow associations to tell delinquent unit owners that they can have guests, or their own children, for that matter, live in their own home. And, you know, Raphael let out a chuckle. But we've been informed that there are instances where those types of actions have also happened, when children actually aren't the ones that were living in the home and they came over to visit their parents. They were told that they can't even come in and visit their parents. The guard at the front desk wasn't letting guests through the front gate if people were delinquent. And no, there's absolutely zero in the law that would allow an association to do that. And Neely, you took it one step further and said, could you imagine if you have a sick person living in an HOA, you know, and they're delinquent, and someone is coming over to provide hospice care, and the security guard says, sorry, hospice worker, you can't get in because the person that lives in the unit is delinquent in their assessments.
Oh my God.
Now, if I'm a judge sitting in a courtroom, I don't even care if I'm sitting as a civil court judge. Somehow, some way, I'm going to figure out a way to jail mm-hmm. any president that won't let in a hospice worker. And God forbid, let me tell you this, God forbid somebody dies because urgent care, you know, medical care, couldn't get to that person
wow.
fast enough
yep.
because some dumb association won't let the medical care get through the front gate because the person's delinquent. That person's family is going to wind up owning that association.
Yep.
Everybody will be paying assessments to them for all eternity. The punitive damages will go on forever. It's something that won't be dischargeable in court. That president who instituted the policy, or board members, they're going to be in trouble. So the answer, you know, to your question, Ela, is no. None of that is allowed under Florida law.
I mean, you know, you got to use common sense sometimes. If it doesn't sound like something you could probably do, you probably can't do it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, HOAs have the ability to restrict your access to the pool and everything like that. And, you know, it's debatable whether or not even those laws are good laws. But the fact of the matter is, denying people visitors to their home, if it sounds like something that's probably illegal, it probably is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, nothing's rational with these HOAs all across the country. That's why I'm so involved in this. But it didn't make sense to me, and my line of thought was the same thing. If you deny a caregiver or a hospice worker to come in and give care to somebody, the liability there would just be astronomical, I would think.
Astronomical, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you even got to take it one step further. It's such an egregious act that it's potentially something that wouldn't even be covered by insurance, because it was a clear intent to actually harm somebody.
Yeah.
And you can't insure yourself against intentional wrongdoing. So,
well, that's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure, and I knew you'd be the people that could tell me.
No, thanks for doing so much to help out HOAs, Neil. It's much appreciated. And thanks for listening to the show all the way in Kansas. That's awesome.
You know, I always do. And once in a while, I'll send you an email, too.
And we appreciate it. Thanks again, Neela. Have a great
Keep
week.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
And, Eric, could it even be criminal?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. If you're going to prevent somebody, I don't know what the charge would be, maybe criminally negligent homicide or manslaughter.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not a criminal attorney, but I know if I'm on an association's board and I won't let medical care come in because somebody's delinquent and that person dies as a result, yeah, I got to be real concerned that I'm going to get hit with criminal charges.
So just don't do it, everybody.
Yeah. I would say 99% of associations out there would never, ever do something like that. But every once in a while, you do get the crazy association.
Yeah, guess
that
what?
Goes too far.
If somebody dies because you don't let them into your HOA, they're not going to pay their assessments either. So,
right.
You know, there's really no good that can come of it.
Right, right. You can get the heart transplant, but you got to pay your assessments first. Can you imagine? Okay, anyway, we're running out of time. So, again, just like we say each week, one of the best accomplishments this year of our new legislation, everybody, was getting the statutes amended to allow for certification of HOA directors as well. We already certified about 5,000 people to serve as eligible on a condo board. And it's now time for us to teach condos and HOAs in the same course at the same time. We just had the course approved by the DBPR. And again, we're going to teach the course together. Everybody can learn from each other. So their next seminar, and the first one we're actually going to be doing in this regard, is coming up only 2 weeks away, September 26th at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. Again, September 26th at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, 7 o'clock p.m. I can tell you lots and lots of people have already signed up for the event, and all of our sponsors are going to be there as well. There'll be a panel of people sitting up there. The DBPR will probably be in attendance too.
Wow.
Just have to confirm it this week. And they'll be showing up with lots of free materials, as a matter of fact, for everybody to look at. And they'll get copies now for the first time, including HOA law as well. It's free. It's fun. Everybody leaves with a certificate. You get food. There's dessert and coffee. And the bottom line is, remember, you have to get certified within 90 days of getting elected to the board, or you are off the board.
You
one way to do it is by attending
advance.
The course. Right. You can even do it a year in advance so that when you're running for the board, you can say, hey, I care so much that I wound up getting certified in advance. If you want to sign up for the course, just go to the website, www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com. Sign up. Brian will send you a response back that you are registered. And again, we really look forward to seeing everybody. And oh, this just in, in case you missed it, the Canes beat the Gators yesterday. 21-16. Real quick, how many wins are the Dolphins going to get this year?
Seven,
Scott?
17.
17.
All the
17.
Way, baby.
So they're going to lose after the first round on the playoffs, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going with 6. 6 and 10. And Geno Smith will win today for the New York Jets.
Okay.
Everybody, have a great week. See you again next week on
Thanks,
Condo Craze and HOAs.